India had a very successful mission to the moon, Chandrayaan 3, where India landed, soft landed closer to the South Pole. There's a mission to the sun, and right now we have the chief of NASA visiting India, since India and America have been old partners in space technology. Whenever the world's oldest democracy and the world's largest democracy meet in space, magic happens. I have with me Senator Bill Nelson, who's the administrator for NASA. I don't know whether to call him an astronaut or to call him a politician. Thanks a lot for speaking to us, Senator Nelson. Pleasure to have you in India on your many visits. Let's start with the big question. Prime Minister Narendra Modi and President Joe Biden decided that there would be an Indian astronaut going to the International Space Station. And there is very little time because they have set the deadline for 2024. How is the work progressing on that?
Well, we are waiting the final approval by the Indian Space Agency, which I expect momentarily, and then the details will be laid out, but NASA will have a hand into the training of the astronaut, and then those details will be announced at a later date. But it would be a year from now. It would be the end of 2024 that the Indian astronaut would go to the space station probably for 2 weeks, and then they would conduct scientific experiments that would be of importance to India.
Now, we have a prime minister in Prime Minister Narendra Modi who is very deft with space technology. He uses space as a tool for governance. He's visionary. He wants India to have a space station by 2035 and an Indian on the moon by 2040. If Prime Minister Narendra Modi wants to create history and wants to become the first head of state to visit the International Space Station, would NASA be willing to accommodate Prime Minister Modi as an astronaut on the International Space Station and train him? He's very fit.
Well, let me answer your question this way. I flew as a politician, and what I saw as I looked back at Earth was I didn't see religious division. I didn't see political division. I didn't see racial division. I saw we were all in this together as citizens of planet Earth. And I think that would be a valuable experience for any politician, much more so a head of state.
So you would welcome Prime Minister Modi as astronaut Modi to the International Space Station? I know I'm putting, I'm running ahead of time,
I
but
know.
He is somebody who always wants to create history.
Well, I can say that he is a space aficionado, a fan. I had in the White House with me our Indian American astronaut, Sunita Williams. And after the meeting, I see the Prime Minister coming straight for me, and he's talking to me, and he's talking about Sunny. I knew her dad. He knew him as a boy.
Certainly. He is somebody who would want to do something very unique, which is what I was looking forward to. Now let's come down to another aspect of the U.S.-India cooperation, which is the new satellite which is likely to go up, which you called NISAR and we call it NISAR, and maybe the right word for it was Destiny, which was once there, or it could be Vasudeva, Kutumbakam, as one Earth, one family, one future, because it's a life-saving satellite. The single most expensive Earth imaging civilian satellite ever made. What is special about NISAR, which India will launch from Sriharikota using an Indian rocket?
Well, it's important that we do this as partners, and it's important also the science that we will get in understanding what is happening to the Earth precisely. And on board this expensive spacecraft is part science from India, part from NASA. Part of the radar from India, part of the radar from NASA. And as a result, it is going to be one of our great observatories to give us, along with others, a 3D composite, complete, precise understanding of what's happening to the Earth. And that's very important if we're going to protect our Earth and its climate.
You are heading to the meeting in Dubai on the climate change conference. So is Prime Minister Modi. And the NISAR satellite is specially equipped for monitoring climate change. Let's also turn our attention to the Artemis Accords. India signed the Artemis Accords, and I'm aware the U.S. was very keen that India signed it. Now, what is the expectation as NASA chief from India on the Artemis program? And I'm differentiating between the Accord and the program. I'm talking of the program. Accords we have signed now.
Well, the Accords talk about how we're going to use space for peaceful purposes. And 32 nations have signed, and we're very grateful that India has signed. As far as going back to the moon, there are going to be many opportunities for international cooperation. So that's still yet to be determined what nations will do that. But I can tell you a lot of nations want to participate with the U.S.
Now, see, the U.S. has high technology. India has a very frugal technology for space. Do you think America's vision of going back to the moon and Mars can happen without the participation of the Indian Space Research Organization and India?
We go back to the moon this time after a half century. We've already been on the moon. We're going back to learn to live, to work in that hostile environment, to invent, to create, in order for us to go to Mars. But we go back differently this time. We go back with commercial partners, and we go back with international partners. And when we go all the way to Mars, it'll be the same thing.
Now, what will be India's role, if there is, in this quest for having permanent occupancy on Moon and Mars?
Well, that's to be determined. We'll see what India wants to do.
Now, on planetary exploration, see, whenever in Chandrayaan 1, when India and America cooperated by carrying the American instruments, India was the captain of Chandrayaan 1, and NASA was a player in that. But when the two worked together, it created lunar history by finding the presence of water on the moon. Going forward, after Chandrayaan 3 and Aditya, which is the mission to the moon, what can we expect between India and America in planetary exploration?
The horizon is beyond the moon and beyond.
What does that mean?
Well, that means what is the partners, what do they want to do together?
So you're hoping for India to be an active partner?
Absolutely. All nations, we look forward to cooperating as we venture out into the cosmos. I describe it this way. We are going to be star sailors sailing on a cosmic sea to far-off, distant cosmic shores.
While we talk about space, we also have you as the chief of NASA, and you're also a politician. If you were to be born again, would you want to be born again as a politician or as an astronaut?
I'd like to be born again as Bill Nelson, who is an adventurer and explorer, whether it be politics, history, economics, and astrophysics. All of the above.
Would you be wanting to born in India?
I'd like to be Bill Nelson from little old Melbourne, Florida.
What a pleasure speaking to you, Senator Bill Nelson.
Thank you.
Have a good trip in India and look forward to India and America cooperating and taking India and America higher in orbit in space. So that was an understanding how India and America would cooperate in space. And it comes soon after the Chandrayaan 3 success and the Aditya mission. And hopefully, India's astronaut to the International Space Station would also bring glory for India and America. India and America, whenever they have cooperated in space, it has always created new science. So cutting edge, new frontiers, that is what the world is looking for from the NISAR satellite and from the future satellite missions. With camera person Azam Siddiqui in New Delhi, Pallav Bagla for NDTV.